Hey guys, welcome to the Amber May Show. We have a friend of the show, Clay Clark, joining us today, and his friend, Doug Ward. They're joining us. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. We're going to talk about the tour that's going on, the Reawaken tour. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff on the show today. But before we get started, I want you to go visit the AmberMayShow.com, brand new website, thanks to JAWD.com. That's JAWDD.com. If you're an employer and you're not requiring the jab, Clay, like that, not requiring the
Oh,
jab.
yeah. Yep.
I have a form I want you to fill out. We are trying to, I want my website to be a resource for people who need help, all kinds of help. And we want to also, like Clay says, refund the kingdom and we want to defund the swamp. So I have a page right there on the resource tab. So click the resource tab, especially if you're an employer looking for employees and you don't require the jab. Also, we got new merch on the website. So make sure you check out the website at theambermayshow.com. Hey, now is the time right now to start your Christmas shopping because MyPillow.com has already started their Black Friday deals, and I
Yeah.
especially love the sheets. And right now, it's buy one get one free. And last time they had that special is when I jumped on it. So go get yourself some sheets. They are the softest sheets you're gonna feel. Their slippers are phenomenal. I love their slippers. So go visit MyPillow.com right now. Get started on your Christmas shopping. Let's support a patriot. Use promo code Amber and save up to 66% off. If your loved one also has trouble sleeping, right now they have a pillow on sale for $19.98. It's their classic MyPillow, regularly priced $69.98. So jump on that Amber May, no, promo code Amber at MyPillow.com. And everyone's sniffling and sneezing right now. I don't know if you've noticed that, but I want you to go visit my friend at drstellamd.com. Go ahead and set up a telemed appointment. Get that prophylactic going on. Get that ivermectin and set up a telemed appointment and save money by using promo code Amber May, one word. Also, if you just want to have like a daily regimen of immune support, she has amazing COVID bites. So click on her supplement line. And again, at checkout, use promo code Amber May. So without further ado, I want to introduce you. Well, you guys already know Clay Clark, but welcome for those that may not know him. He's a friend of the show. And he's one of the businessmen I know. And I have a lot of respect for the man. So welcome, Clay. It's always fun to have you.
Hey, I appreciate you allowing us to be here. And I can say we just got back from San Antonio, Texas. And just a quick update for anybody, if you want to come and see us on the Reawaken America tour, if you want to see General Flynn, you want to see, we've had Sidney Powell on the tour, Robert Kennedy Jr. We just added Charlie Kirk to the tour, Sean Voight, Stella Emanuel, as you mentioned on you mentioned earlier. We've got Dr. Tenpenny, Carrie Maudet, so many great people. Pastor Greg Locke, just go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, and the quick updates I have for you. We have 51 tickets left for Dallas, Texas in December, 51 tickets left for Dallas, Texas in December, and then 48 or sorry, 46% of the tickets are left now for Phoenix, Arizona, January 14th and 15th. And for all the people out there that say, there's never anybody bringing a tour to Oregon, that's true. But we are now bringing the Reawaken America tour to Oregon in April. That's April 1st and 2nd. Go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And you can also name your price. So if you're in a tight spot financially, you can afford to attend this event. But thank you so much, Amber, for allowing us to be here with you.
Yeah, you know what? Your Reawaken tours are phenomenal. The speakers that you've had on are phenomenal. And because of you know, I got to become friends with a lot of them and I'm
Yeah.
so grateful for that. And I have them on the show and they add a
Cool.
lot of value to the program. And so I encourage everyone to go to your website, not only to get your tickets for the Reawaken tour, but you have a plethora of information that's really useful to all of us. To all of us. So go visit that website. So introduce your friend to us,
Yeah,
Clay. Who's your friend?
this is Doug Ward, WARD. And Doug is a guy I wanted your listeners to meet because Doug is a voice who has a texture, a history that you can't fake that I believe is invaluable for the time we find ourselves in American history. Doug, can you tell everybody kind of your background there, Chief?
Yeah, I joined the military in 87 in the Marines. I eventually retired out of the Navy in 2013. So I did a couple tours. I was doing communications and with the special operations. So some of the SEAL special forces. So I served with them doing a lot of their communications, things of that nature. Worked as a government contractor. But now looking back over my life, I've always had pattern analysis. It's always been a good strength of mine. And seeing everything that's been going on, back in the day, even with military guys, we'd have conversations. And, you know, guys say, oh, well, that's just conspiracy theory. Well, you know, when everything keeps coming true, it's not a conspiracy anymore. You know, and, you know, current world situation, it's not just the United States. And the quarantines, the mass, I don't even know how to say it. It's like a hypnosis mm-hmm. by the media on the public conscious. And I think we need to pull the public back out of it.
You're absolutely 100% right. I mean, man, the media has just really brainwashed people. I mean, the message is everywhere. You can't even get away from the message. Even Sesame Street is now promoting the garbage. I mean, every grocery store promotes it. Every TV show promotes it. It's like only people like us that are outside of mainstream media that are actually right. trying to give the truth. And so it's a really sad situation. I mean, I bet you're glad you're not serving now under the current administration. I can't imagine any of the soldiers right now working under the current administration.
I retired in 2013. I'd actually planned on staying in at least another 5 to 10 years. And I retired in 2013 because of the president that was in office in 2013, mm-hmm. one before Trump. The politics started affecting even certain people, even in special operations. And I couldn't see myself taking it any further because I knew I was banging my head against a wall. It was like the beginning of the wokeness, I guess you could call it.
Wokeness.
And I had real issues with that. And I knew I'd just be, it would be a continuous fight that eventually I was going to lose. And yeah, so I decided to retire and I see what they're going through now. A lot of the people that I had served with, some of them that are still in, you know, they actually have said to me, man, I wish I was in your shoes at that time. Now, most of them have retired by now, but at the time after I retired, I had swung in on like some trips and stuff, you know, seeing those guys, and they would pull me aside away from people that didn't know me. It was just like a personal conversation. And they were very, all they wanted to do was just get the last 2 or 3 years over with. It's like they were just trying to ride it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel so bad for the guys right now that are about ready to retire. And then the jab thing came up and they're losing their retirement. And so it's been a pretty sad thing to see because I know like my husband, you know, and with his career field, I know what they go through and the mental exhaustion and the stress load. And 20 years is a lot to take under. And so if you're going to get to 20 years with the stress load that you guys carry as someone who serves the public in security this way, it's a lot. And to lose that retirement, it's just a slap in the face. And it's really, really upsetting me. So, I mean, I'm glad we're all in this fight together. I mean, Clay doesn't even sleep, I don't think, right?
Well, but the thing about me, you know, I want to make sure people get this. God's calling every single person listening right now mm-hmm. to use your time, your treasure, and your talents. God's asking all of us. So mm-hmm. Doug has different talents. You have different talents. I have different talents. We all have different treasures that can be resources. Some people don't realize the treasure of your connections, your network. Right. Doug heard me just off air. I was introducing one of my dear friends to Mike Lindell off air. Now, for Mike Lindell, who's a very wealthy guy who's done well, obviously we know MyPillow, the company. Mike needs certain introductions. That might be a treasure you have, you know. Mm-hmm. And then your time. God's asking us to all use our time. And so I've always been a person that I can do well on about 6 hours of sleep consistently. Now, there's a lot of people, you guys serve in the military. I mean, how many hours would you guys sleep a typical day? When you're deployed, how many hours are you sleeping a day?
Probably maybe 4 if you were lucky. I mean, there's a lot of locations. I remember when we would go in certain locations on a deployment, the first 4 days,
yeah.
at least 72 to possibly 96 hours, you would barely get any sleep or no sleep.
See, and I'm very comfortable in the realm. I don't get sick. I know this is what I do every day. I take elderberry when I wake up. I take a vitamin C, a vitamin D, do a multivitamin. My wife has them all set up there. And I don't get sick. I'm very durable. I don't mm-hmm. get high risk behavior in terms of I don't like physically injure myself. And I just go to bed at 9 and I wake up at 3. That's my flow. And so everybody out there listening, though, you got to ask yourself, how can you use your time, your treasure, and your talents? And so what I want to do today, if I can, is I have 11 updates for your listeners that I think will be of help for everybody. And maybe some of these might be redundant with things you cover on your show. Maybe some of these, but I want to give people 11 action steps your listeners could take here. First action item here. If you've not gone to a Reawaken America tour, I would encourage you to get out to one of these so you don't feel so isolated. I mean, Doug, that's one of the things I found is that when you're at this event with 4,000 people that all get it, or one lady I was talking to, she said she didn't get it. Her husband brought her. Now she gets it. That's helpful to have 15 attorneys that you can call if you need help who love the Constitution, love America, 15 doctors you can call that love America, love the Constitution, 15 people like Doug, you can call. I mean, Doug, didn't you see like a refreshing when you see these people all getting together?
Yeah. Everybody that's going to the, for example, I was in the Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was at Tampa and I was just there in San Antonio. Everybody that's there, you can see the light bulbs going off. Mm-hmm. Some people that might not totally understand it, but because there's such a variety of speakers going along every subject line, you know, every type of topic that you could possibly talk about in America, and everything's under assault. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got so many people that are actually saying, hey, we're going to fight back against this. Well, it covers the whole spectrum of American life.
Which is what Clay just said. I mean, if everyone has their talent and there's a fight in every talent arrangement. And so I think the only way we lose this fight is if there's that inkling in your soul that God's telling you to do something and you just ignore it, then that's how we lose. And had I not picked up my mic when God told me to, I wouldn't have met Clay. I met Clay because God, like, I was led to this podcast. He was on. Yep. I was like, oh my gosh, this man, I need to talk to this man. This man agreed to talk to me. And then
I connected you. I'll make sure people understand this. I connected you to people that I knew.
Exactly.
You connected me to people that you knew. And let's just be very clear. How much money have I charged you for those connections there, Amber?
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
And why would I do that? Because it's the right thing to do. So number one, if you want to get connected, get out to the Reawaken America tour. And someone says, I can't afford it. Listen, you've got a scholarship. Doug, I just had Doug count the cash from people that paid, you know, last minute cash and that sort of thing. I don't care. It cost me approximately, I mean, very clear, about $70 a person to put it on. Okay. And that's what it cost me. Okay. So thankfully people are paying an average of about $75 a person. And so there we go. But I mean, it costs a lot. We've had some events, we went backwards, some to the grace of God, we barely broke even, but now we're seven events into it. I kind of figured it out. It's about $75 a person for insurance, porta potties, big screens, videographers, photographers, all that. So get out to one of these events. We're doing them for you. Second update for you right now is I encourage you to be very intentional about defund the swamp, refund the kingdom this Christmas.
I agree.
So, I mean, we're at the time where people are going, I want to buy a Christmas gift. And this will be the first, and I'm calling myself out.
Yeah.
This is the first Christmas I'm going to be intentional with every purchase where I'm going to buy my stuff. Now, let me tell you where I bought my stuff. There's one guy named McGee. Now, if my wife hears this show, we'll have to, Vanessa, if you're listening right now, put on earmuffs. I never know. My wife's probably listening to this show. But I went to meandmcgeemarket.com. Meandmcgeemarket.com. I don't have a promo code. I don't make any money for pitching this guy. Meandmcgeemarket.com. And I bought my wife all these fresh jams and jellies and homemade different kinds of, you know, my wife loves organic, healthy stuff. Mm-hmm. I bought all this stuff on apple butter. I bought apple pie jam. I bought all that kind of blackberry jam. I bought it all from a local guy in Arkansas. Okay. So he's about 4 hours away, 5 hours away. But everybody this year, we got to buy local. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You got to buy from people you can trust. You've got to buy from people that love America. So I love the idea of going to mypillow.com. You're using your promo code. I love that idea. I love going to this website here. Again, this is me and McGee, M-C-G-E-E, market.com. I love that. I love buying. The other day, my wife's good friend, Haley, was wearing some shoes that weren't Nike. And I found myself saying, this is just me. I said, where were those made? And she goes, oh, well, these were made over here, over there. I said, so there wasn't slave labor? Doug, I would have never thought about that until 24 months ago.
Yeah, most people, I don't think, have even thought about any of those type of issues. And when you, that's why coming to these events, you're going to, everybody's talking about everything from human trafficking to, you know, going to church, to, you know, all the pastors, everything from the vaccines.
Right.
How you can avoid, you know, getting having your children have to go through different protocols at their school, how to get the lawyers to help you out. And a lot of these lawyers, they're all from various fields within law. So I think it's a very, you know, the resources.
Well, I have a friend, Josh Barnett, and he helps a lot of people with affidavits. And we've been pushing affidavits a lot in Arizona. So if you want to get connected with affidavits, because it's been freeing people from jobs, the jabs at the jobs, we've gotten audits going. I mean, there's not anything so far we failed with these audits. So that's another resource that I have to offer you guys are these affidavits and my audience. I talk about it quite a bit. And the other thing is, like Clay was saying, we need to start taking back our industries because we've shipped so much overseas.
Correct.
And if there's a lack that one of, like, for instance, our cars, our automobile industry, there's a lack because I think they're not having chips made. Because I don't know about you guys, but in Arizona, there's a lot of empty car lots in the car industry when you want to go buy a car, and the used cars are like virtually unavailable. You can't find them anywhere. And that's like
all by design.
Right. And I'm manufacturing. So this is where like a car company should be like, I think I need to invest my money into this and bring these jobs back to America, because you're right. It's by design, Clay. Absolutely.
So updates. I want everyone to make sure you get here today is one. If you want to come to the Reawaken America tour, let's do it. Two, let's buy local. Let's all just commit this Christmas as we're shopping. Let's buy from, you know, MyPillow using your promo code. Let's buy from Me and McGee Market. Let's buy from, and if you want to find a list of these kinds of companies, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, there's a button there that says defund the swamp, refund the kingdom, defund the swamp, refund the kingdom. Another example would be Alfie Oaks, a friend of mine. He actually is the largest independent grocer in Florida. His company's called Oaks Farms, O-A-K-E-S, farms.com. And he's now allowing people to ship in all 50 states all your grocery items at oaksfarms.com. He employs 3,200 people. That's O-A-K-E-S, farms.com. You can learn more about it there. Update number three for you. If you're looking to not take the COVID-19 vaccines, go to the pastor's website, jacksonlawmeyer.com. He doesn't charge anything. I don't make a promo code. This is a pastor that wants to sign COVID-19 vaccine religious exemptions for you. It's Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, Lawmeyer, L-A-H-M-E-Y-E-R.com, jacksonlawmeyer.com. Next update, if you want to know what's in the vaccines, like if you want to actually see what's in the vaccines, just go to timetofreeamerica.com and I have a button there that says what's inside the vaccines. And all the patents are listed there. So it's not like my description of the patent. It is the actual patents. Timetofreeamerica.com, what's inside the vaccines. You can see where Moderna has a patent for a technology called luciferase. Luciferase inside the COVID-19 vaccines. Right there, timetofreeamerica.com. Next update for you. If you want the 100% effective COVID-19 treatments and therapies, you mentioned drstellamd.com. She would be my first choice. Other options, go to timetofreeamerica.com. There's doctors listed in all 50 states that will treat you. And the reason why I'm hammering these resources is that they've been kept from your listeners intentionally. So if we go to timetofreeamerica.com, we click on the button that says proven COVID-19 therapies and treatments, you can find them there. Next update for you. The inflation rate just hit a 6.2%. It's the high. It's a 31-year high. And someone says, what? Yeah, 31-year high. The inflation rate is now a 31-year high. So if you want to protect your wealth, the guy that I buy from, and you could buy from anybody you want to. I just people always ask me, well, who have you bought from? I used to buy all the time from goldline.com, goldline.com. I don't have a promo code set up. They're great people. I have had no problems with Goldline. It's been good service for me. However, you know, I started buying gold when I was 26. Now I'm 41. So at a certain point, I became like the gold animal. People were going, you buy gold a lot. And so friends of mine who own a bank, I was talking to them and I said, guys, who do you buy from? And they said, well, we all buy from Andrew Sorcini. That's who we buy from. So his website is bh-pm.com. He's recommended by Oklahoma's Secretary of Commerce. That's bh-pm.com. Another resource for you. If you're looking for a bank that won't debank you, right now there's a lot of talk going on about debanking banks and having just all of our money being stored and saved with the Federal Reserve, which is not federal and there is no reserve. But in the meantime, as there is still local community banks, one bank that doesn't hate America is called Regent Bank. It's owned by my friend, Dr. Robert Zellner. full disclosure, I don't own any of the bank at this time. I'm not an owner of the bank at this time. As recently as last Monday, I asked if I could buy shares to the bank, and I cannot because the bank is booming. But the owner of the bank, Sean Copeland, he owns Regent Bank. It's Regent.Bank, Regent.Bank. When I told him that General Flynn, when he found out that General Flynn was being debanked by Chase Bank, he reached out to me and said, "Hey, tell Flynn to put his money at Regent Bank. We'd love to slap him on a billboard." So Regent.Bank, Regent.Bank. Final four updates for you. If you're out there and you say, "I don't want to participate in the," say you're an airline employee and you want to fight back against the COVID-19 vaccine mandates, just go to timetofreeamerica.com and there's a button there that says, let's see here, top left, it says, "Want to join the airline injunction against the COVID-19 vaccine mandate?" Question mark. If you click right there, you can see Doug Mahaffey, one of the most intense attorneys in Oklahoma, is taking this case into the 10th district, and he's got all sorts of momentum there. So if you would like to donate to support the cause, or you're an airline employee and you want to fight against the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, you want to fight against that there and join the airline injunction, just go to timetofreeamerica.com. Final few updates for you.
We will also have a link to the JOT form. There's a notice that you can send to these airlines to tell them how you are in disagreement with their mandate. So click in the description below. Always click on the description below. And I'll have a JOT form for a notice that you can send to the airlines on top of that.
Bam, bam. So final two updates I had for you. If you want to learn how to homeschool your kids, so many people have asked my wife and I, they say, "Clay, you guys have 5 kids. How do you do it?" At the conference, it's one of the most often asked questions that I get asked when people come up to have me sign a book. They say, hey, you guys homeschooled. How'd you do it? You know, how do I homeschool? How do I take my kids out of the Marxist education system? Mm-hmm. We're hosting a 2-day interactive workshop. You can learn more about it at timetofreeamerica.com. It's in December. And Sam Sorbo will be hosting this event. Then that's at timetofreeamerica.com. And the final update is we have our business workshop where you can learn how to build a successful company, which is frankly the only reason that I'm given a platform is because I've built many successful companies. But if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, we have a total of, as of this morning, 6 tickets left for that. 6 tickets total left for our December 2nd and 3rd business workshop. It's a 2-day interactive event there. But hopefully I've given your listeners a lot of action steps here, because I know we're in a world of information, and I think it's very important that we're getting a lot of information and discovering the truth, but we need to act upon it, because faith without action is dead. So correct. We've got to implement what we're learning. Proverbs 10:4 says, "God blesses the hand of the diligent and punishes the hand of the slackard." What I'm talking about is we have to diligently execute and implement the proven solutions that are out there. And I don't like Marxists. I don't like liberals. I'm not a big fan of Klaus Schwab. But one thing I can tell you, the deep state is very diligent. And Doug, I'm sure you saw that when your time serving in the military, in our final 60 seconds or so. When you served in the military, did you ever see the deep state and the consistent shredding of the Constitution or a gradual erosion of our rights?
No, in the military, some of the biggest things I saw was when I was around different government agencies, you would see everybody said they had different rules because they were civilians and we were military, but they just seemed to follow a different set of rules. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you would overhear conversations that would make you question things. As guys are maybe going out on missions and things are happening to them, they're being sent home, you know, they're in Walter Reed or Bethesda at the hospitals recovering, and you're listening to the State Department and other government agency people speaking. And a lot of it's because of their policies. That's why these people went home. The shift in policies, you know, when you're over in Iraq or Afghanistan, that was very frustrating.
Doug, do you have a website set up at this point, or a place people can find more about you?
Yeah, I have Anchor Strategies, but I'm trying to shift that over right now to another site. So
AnchorStrategies.com?
LLC.
AnchorStrategiesLLC.com? Mm-hmm. And that would be, if you're out there listening and you're a guy who's a man or woman who's served in the military and you want to listen to a show hosted by a guy that understands the military, what it's like to serve in the military, and you want a guy who's really with up-to-date intel, Doug has a great program he's working on there, but you can learn more at anchorstrategiesllc.com. And Amber, thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you. Hopefully,
it's always a pleasure having you on. I love doing shows with you. You are hilarious and you're such a fun person to be around. So thank you for coming on the show today.
Hey, thank you, Amber. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, so if you're a business owner and you could use some extra money, I want you to go and check out the links below in the description, because my friend at Tax Incentive Agency helped a restaurant owner get $134,000 in money that the government already set aside. And so, hey, we want to bless you and we want to help you. So go ahead and contact her. The links are in the description. Also, I want to just tell you, remember, go to the AmberMayShow.com. There is a link in on the resource tab to Clay's resources, where we're defunding the swamp, refunding the kingdom. I'll be adding more businesses to my website as it goes on. And make sure, if you are an employer not requiring the JAP, please hit me up on the website at the AmberMayShow.com. Also, I'd love for you to work with me, and I'm not requiring the JAP. What I do is I help people have sustainable tax-free retirement where they never lose a dime, where they have growth only. And right now, with the volatility of the stock market, you're going to want to come on over. If you're not already a client, you need to come on over. And we also help people bring in income whenever they get ill or injured. So if you want protection in case you become ill or injured and have money coming in, or you want to also protect your money from going backwards in reverse, and we're only growth only, then come, let's make an appointment. You could do that at the AmberMayShow.com. So if that's something that you would like to help people with, I'll tell you more when you contact me at the AmberMayShow.com. Well, whatever is pure, whatever is right, whatever is noble, think on these things and fight like a domestic terrorist. Have a great day.